Okay. All right. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what we're allowed to read and what we're not allowed to read on Shabbos. It's not as organized as I usually like it to be because there's a lot of different examples, as you could imagine. And if you have, you know, thoughts afterwards of different things that I didn't mention, that would be great. So just a bit of background. The Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Tes Vav says that there's an Isser to eat Shtarei Hedyotos. So Machlokas Rishonim, what that means, what are Shtarei Hedyotos? It's a term that will be thrown around a lot. So Rashi says it means Mekach U'Memkar Rechashbono. So any documents related to business of any sort. So those are documents that you wouldn't be allowed to read. But the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos says that even Igro Shalom, that's also included in Shtarei Hedyotos. Why? Why are Shtarei Hedyotos Aser? So the Rashi says it's Aser because of Mimso Chefsecha V'Daber Davar, that on Shabbos you're not supposed to be discussing the regular things that you would discuss during the week, Chol-related issues, whereas the Rambam says it's because you might come to a race and make changes. So that's the basic of Shtarei Hedyotos, what's generally included in Shtarei Hedyotos, and why. But then the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, says that later on, because it was so difficult to keep this, so they had to make a gzeira mishum shtarei hedyotos to prohibit other things as well. So there's two categories. There's those things which are shtarei hedyotos straight up, and then there are things which are gzeira mishum shtarei hedyotos, and we'll see why there might be a nafkamina. So the first thing that comes up in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Yud Beis, is something which seems to be more common than you would have thought. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis says, Zimein Orchim, Veheichen Lehaminim Megadim. So if you invite a guest and you prepared certain foods for them, V'chasav B'ksav, Kama Zimein, V'kama Megadim Heichen Lehem. You wrote down on a piece of paper how many guests you invited and how much food you had prepared. Aser Likroso B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. Afilu Imhu Kasav Agabe Kosel Gavoa Harbe. Even if it's written on a very high up wall, still not allowed to read it. Mishim Gzeir Shemayirkur B'Shtari Hedyotos. Because we're afraid that if we allow you to read this list, you might come to read Shtarei Hedyotos as well. The Hainu Shetrei Chobos, the Cheshbonos, those Shtaros that we discussed before, going with the Parish of Rashi, that it's monetary-related documents, business, financial documents. Tafil Ayyam below Kriya Aser. So it's from the Rush that even just looking at it is going to be a problem, not just reading it. Just as a side point, which we're not going to address, Rav Asher Weiss points out that there seems to be an inconsistency in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will say Aser Likro, and sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will say La'ayin, and some try to be Medayik, or maybe some things this is Medayik, but he says no, it's really just Shulchan Aruch wasn't Medayik. I don't know, sometimes we like to say the Shulchan Aruch was Medayik, sometimes not, but fine. So the Ramah says Pashut, even La'ayin Behem without Kriya is going to be Aser.
Avalim Chakot. Shulchan Aruch would say La'ayin.
That's what you.
He would say that lion is which way?
That even lion is going to be aser always in all cases. Even though the Rama points it out over here, thinks that the mechaber would agree. Avlim chalka pakosa chakika shokaz. But if you mamish engrave it into the wall, mutter, that you would be allowed to read. Avabatabla upinkas. But if it's engraved on something that you could hold in your hand, afilu muchakuk aser lekroso. So the only time it's going to be mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch, is something that is chakuk on a wall. If it's chakuk on a wall, then it'll be okay. But any other example of a guest list is going to be prohibited. Why is that the case? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkata Mem Zayin, the Gemara says Shnei Ta'amim. The Gemara gives us two reasons. Echad shemegim chok mina orchin mina magadim. One is because we're afraid you might come to erase it. Maybe you'll see that, oh, I don't have enough food. There's not enough of that. I'm going to erase it and write more. Or this guest isn't coming. I'm going to erase it. D'chayin shalafam rosh lohechem lahem kol tzarcham. He realizes, oh, I didn't make enough. And he feels badly, oh no, I didn't invite enough guests. And therefore he erases that which he had written so that the Shamash won't call these people out. And so too sometimes with food. Maybe you'll realize, oh, I have too much. I'm going to take some of it off. So that's reason number one. Reason number one is we're afraid you're going to come to erase it. Va'otam, another reason is, Shema Yavo Likros Gamba Shitre Hedyotos. Maybe if we allow you to read this letter, this list, so then you'll also come to read those documents which are prohibited straight out, the business documents. Is that Aser Kedul Kameh Besif Yad Gimel? So, two reasons why it will be Aser to read from this menu or from your guest list. One is because we're afraid you might come to erase it. And the other is because we're afraid you might come to reach Dar Hedyotos in general. There's a big nafkan between them, which the Mishnah Berurah now brings. Oh, look around and we see that Arminagiz, that the waiter does read from the menu. Yesh machmirim. Some are machmir. Even though in terms of erasing, we should only be concerned if the host himself is going to do it. Mitam shekasavnu. There is still a concern of shtar hedyotos, even by the waiter. But if it's a suda shal mitzvah, so then we would be able to be mekel even on the mishum shtar hedyotos. Davi bichlal chavtei shamayim deshari kmo shekasev simin shinvav siv vav. So the nafkamina is as follows. We have two reasons. One reason you're not allowed to read this list is because we're afraid you're going to come to change it. That applies only to the host. Only the host is going to end up changing it. But a family member, a friend, a waiter, they're not going to end up changing it. The other problem of shtar hedyotos exists even by other people. So how does this apply to us practically? Would we be, you have a woman who she writes down her menu, she wants to make sure that she doesn't forget anything. Because if she cooks and then she leaves something and she doesn't bring it out, she's going to be very upset about it. Whatever it is, she has a guest list that she wants to look at. So is she allowed to read it or not? So it seems like she wouldn't be allowed to. So if a woman feels that serving a family or guests on Shabbos without such a list will cause her anxiety or distress or something like that, so then there's really two ways, potentially more, but two basic ways. One is to ask someone else to read it. So then there's no problem that you'll change it. Only problem is shtar hedyotos, which we could get out of if it's a tzorach mitzvah, a sudas mitzvah. The other option is to read it along with someone else. The Shulchan Shlomo, the Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman says that if you have a shomer that will stop you from erasing it, that works. The other option is to just skim with your eyes without reading out loud, which is based on the Mishnah Berurah brings that in Sivkat and Nandalid. The Mishnah Berurah suggests this. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Dalid says that even though there are some who aser la'ayin bilvad yesh matirin b'shtar hedyotos. So potentially you could rely on that Mishnah Berurah who says the yesh matirin of la'ayin bilvad would be mutter. The reason shtar hedyotos isn't a problem again is a case of a sudas mitzvah or potentially avoiding stressful situation. So those would be really the heterim. If you want to be able to look at a menu, have someone else look at it, not the woman herself. Or potentially she could just skim it with her eyes and not read it out loud. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings from Sefer Mikra Kodesh in the name of Yashiv that since nowadays we don't make a specific amount of food, per guest, then you can read a guest list anyway because you're not going to change it anyway. You really care? You don't make specific amount of food per guest, so therefore it doesn't apply. But if it's in a hotel where you're makbid on each guest, then it would be usser. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a language of yitachin shemutar lahatzitz b'tafrit kedei lirot v'lizkor es haseder. I don't know. He doesn't say anything what it's based on, but you have some leeway to rely on Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But Rav Nevinsol says no. He says that it's a takana chachamim, which applies even when the reason doesn't. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also writes in... Rav Nevinsol then applies this to a seating chart in shul, or a list of kibudin. Okay? He says you wouldn't be allowed to to look at a list of kibudin. You know, you're the gabbai in the shul, you want to make sure that, you know, that there's a big simcha this Shabbos, and you have certain people that need to get kibudin. He says you wouldn't be able to, the gabbai himself wouldn't be able to look at it, because tzir shema yimchok. The Prima Gadim says that we're only matir advar mitzvah if there's no chashash of shema yimchok. But as long as there's a chashash of shema yimchok, meaning the person himself, it could be problematic. And the Orcha Shabbos says, yeah, it's usser to look at a kibudim list unless you have a shomer who's going to look at it with you, which is pretty fascinating because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are knowing to do that. But again, having someone else look at it with you, or maybe you could rely on this from Shlomo Zalman who has this language of mutter lahatzitz, just to look at it, you know, instead of looking at it, you know, so intensely, but just looking at it for a second, maybe you'll have more room to be mekel. But again, that seems to be, you looking at a seating chart would seem to not be a problem because you can't really change it anyway. And if we call it letzorech mitzvah of you having, you know, a seat in shul or something, so then there's more room to be mekel. But again, the two issues that we're trying to deal with in terms of looking at a menu are the potential that you're going to erase it, And then the general iser of shtar hedyotos, of gzeir shim shtar hedyotos, that you might come through business documents. So the business documents aspect, we could solve by saying it's a dvar mitzvah, but the shema yimchok aspect, we're only going to be able to solve if you're not the one who's really in charge of the list. So the gabbai couldn't look at it unless someone else was looking at it with him. The wife wouldn't be able to look at the menu unless someone else is looking at it with them, unless, again, you have this Roshol Mazaman Orbach of saying, well, if we just are looking at it for a moment, so then it might be okay. So those are the issues to keep in mind. Sorry, yeah, it's okay.
What do you come to the mochik?
If you have a menu list, a list of your menu, the food that you're planning on serving, or the guest list, if you realize that you have too much of something, you might realize you have too much of something, or...
So you come to, like, take an eraser?
Yeah, that's in the time of the Gemara, that was a gzera that they made, and you know how we deal with gzera sometimes, that even when the reason no longer applies, the gzera continues to apply.
On this list of kibbutim, you're saying?
Yeah, same thing. You might come to erase who the person and put someone else. You know, that person doesn't show up, so you're going to erase it and put someone else on or something like that. So that would be why. Okay, so that's in terms of that issue. It is interesting to note, I didn't see anyone else mention this besides Roshol Mazaman, but Roshol Mazaman points out that this heter of dvar mitzvah that the Mishnah Berurah takes, you know, for Pashat, that he says that kishasu dehi shal mitzvah yesh lahakel akrila shamash da'avi bichlal chetzei shamayim deshari. Anytime it's mishum chefzei shamayim, it's going to be mutter. So, Roshol Mazaman says it's not so pasha, because if you look in the Gemara, you see the Gemara on the Kuftaz Zayin says that Rav Nechemya asered even reading Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos because of the Gzeir Mishum Shtar Hediotos. Because if we let you read anything, even Kisvei Kodesh, you're going to come to read business documents. So we don't paskin like him, but Roshol Mazaman says still it's not so pasha to say that Mishum Dvar Mitzvah, we would be makil on everything.
Okay.
No, the way what he says is that, meaning the woman herself, the anyone where there's a concern that you might come to erase it, so that's going to be usher even for a Dvar Mitzvah. A Dvar Mitzvah only gets you out of the Gzir Mishum Shtar Hediotos. But the concern that you might come to erase it is going to be a problem. So that's why you need to be, again, with the kibud list. If we're going to be concerned for that, we would say it has to be that the guy is reading it with something, someone else.
Is that one of the reasons why, I mean, I've heard people say, even like, if you pick up a Mishpacha magazine, should you not read the ad?
Yeah, so that we're going to get to. Yeah, that's because of this. We're going to get to that, yeah. So then, and the next issue raised by the Shulchan Aruch, after Yud-Beis, so the next issue raised is Yud-Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yod Gimel, Shitrei Hedyotos, Dahinu Shitrei Chobos V'Cheshbonos. So, Shtarei Hedyotos, these are the actual prohibited documents, such as business documents, the Igros She'ela Shalom, or letters of just saying hi. Aser L'Krosim, you're not allowed to read it, but V'Afilu Ayin Behem Belo Kriya Aser. And even just looking at them is going to be problematic. Again, as we mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says the two reasons are, in Nun Aleph, Yesh Omer Mishum Mimso Chefzika. Some say it's because of the general prohibition of not doing weekday the same things you would do during the week on Shabbos. But Yesh Omer Mishum Shama Yimchok, and some say it's because you might come to erase it. And then in Nun Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says She'ela Shalom is Aser Mishum Demichlof Bishtar Hedyotos, because we're afraid you might come to get confused. So again, the basic Iser of Shtar Hedyotos is these business documents. Which is why we have problems with those kind of ads. Any sales, any ads like that are going to be problematic. And this is why you'll have some issues with a lot of the papers or the magazines and things like that. What I'm going to do is, we'll just note that business ads are for sure usher, and this would seem to apply to a real estate section as well. And then we'll try and go through the issues, and then at the end we'll just summarize with things like Mishpacha magazine and things like that to get them all in. But it would appear that ads would definitely be problematic because of this issue. Roshol Mazaman says that even if a sale already passed and you just want to look at the sale list, even though the sale already passed, you still can't look at it. So it's not just a practical thing. It's a general, right? Because some might want to say, like you were saying before, you know, a $4 million house, like I'm never going to buy it. You know, what will be the problem of me looking at it? So we might have a heter if it's enjoyable for you to read these $4,000 advertisements, $4 million house advertisements, as we'll see. But specifically in terms of saying, well, I'm never going to buy it anyway, so why would it be usher for me to read? So it's clear that it's not just a practical thing. It's business-related documents, sale-related documents are going to be problematic. Okay, Yud the Shulchan Aruch in Yedalit says Likros biyigaris hashluchalo im eni yodea makasavba mutter. If you receive a letter, so you'd be if you don't know what's written in it and you want to read it, that would be allowed. V'lo yirkav b'fiv ela b'yayimba. You shouldn't read it out loud. You should just look at it. So that's not really our issue. But the reason that's provided that this is mutter is because it could be that there's going to be important information for you. The Mishnah Berurah and then Dalit says, "D'shema yesh b'davar shutzorech haguf ve'eino dome l'shtarei hedyotos shem rach tzorech mamono." Shtarei hedyotos are business-related documents, but maybe there's an important piece of news for you that you're going to find in this letter, and that's why it would be okay. The Shmir Shabbos bring from Moshe Mazalman that even though today we find out most of our info from the phone, or nowadays from the internet, from the radio, so still you could still look at it because you might still get some hana from it. But we'll come back to that point again when it comes to news at the end. Okay, Tezvav. Kozel ovilon sheyesh bo tzuros chayos meshunos odiuknaos shel bnei adam shel maasim. If you have these decorative walls or decorative curtains, you have different pictures of strange animals or images of people doing certain things. Kagon milchamos David begolias, like a war. The kosim zod tzuros ploni v'zed diukam ploni. And underneath it, there's a caption that says, "This is this person." And this is what's going on over here. Aser likros bo b'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to read captions under pictures on Shabbos. This is what Mishnah Berurah says, and in Zion the reason is Shema Yikra b'Shitrei Hedyotos, because we're afraid you might come to read the history book, read the business documents. Yeah, everything is because of the business documents in the end. So this caption is a pretty big deal, and this comes up in a lot of different situations. So in terms of mitzvahs, Rosh Hashanah and Orbach brings up that in a picture's in a Haggadah Shel Pesach, with writing under it, like Tom and Sheinu Yudei Lishol. You have a picture of the Tom, and it'll say Tom, picture, says that should be Usher. Rav Nevinsol also writes it should be Usher. Yeah. Rav Nevinsol writes that.
They're saying
No, they're saying based on this, that's why it should be Usher. They're just saying, it should be Usher. Rav Nevinsol writes that you can read a kid's book with stories under pictures if there's some type of chinuch or midos taught in the book, because he considers that a tzorich mitzvah. So you have to know. This Mishnah Berurah brought it up, and it would seem to be something we rely on, that whenever there's a tzorich mitzvah, the gzeir mishum shtari hedyotos is going to be mutter. The business documents itself, not necessarily. But if it's mishum gzeir, then it'll be mutter. So you want to say that, if you would say that your kid it is going to be able to understand more the Tamash Ein Yedei Lishol with that picture. So, okay, do you really need that, to understand what's going on? I don't know. But again, with a kid's book, that's when it will be mutter. If it's Mishum Midos, so you have to know what kind of book you're reading to your kids. If it's, Berenstein Bears, I don't know, or it's Midos Man, or whatever it is.
Eli Lamed
Lehi Zaher. Those are very important. So we were with Sobolovsky. I once heard him say in a shir, and then my wife said that she heard it from him when she was in Stern. So he won't read his kids' books on Shabbos. He reads them and he makes up the stories instead of actually reading what it says because of this problem. The Dirshu brings from Rav Yashiv that the Isser of reading captions doesn't apply to books because they didn't make the Xer by books because books are not similar to documents. That, if we say that, it's obviously a big chiddush, but it will help us with tons of issues that may come up. That a document, he says, is not, I don't know why I didn't see it, I only saw it quoted from the Dirshu, and the sefer that the Dirshu quoted was a sefer I had never heard of, so I couldn't look it up and I couldn't find it on Otsar Chachma. But he said basically that a book is written for long term, whereas these documents that we're talking about are more temporary documents, these I don't know why, but that was his understanding. So if you say that, so then, again, you have a lot more room to be lenient. And it's always important, even if you want to be machmir for yourself, like Rav Sobolovsky, let's say, it's always important to be aware for family members, your wife, or in times of need where your kid says, I need you to read me this book, please, that, there is what to rely on. So you have, if it's Mishum Midos, so then that Tzorchei Mitzvah aspect. And, you have this Rav Yashiv as well. Another one that comes up is writing on the paroches. Yeah, so Shlomo Zalman says that you would not be allowed to read the writing on a paroches. And the Ksos HaShulchan says you can read the writing on the paroches because it has Kedusha. So you're not going to get confused with shtari hedyotos, because this is a holy thing and this is not a holy thing. But Nevin Sol writes that maybe you could be mekel because it's kavod achayim if it's in honor of someone, or kavod amesim if, you know, because if it's in li'ilei nishma someone. And Rav Asher Weiss says you can only read the psukim, but it's usher to read the names. So again, important to know what some people say is usher, and important to know what people say is mutter, so that in different situations, and as I tell my talmidim when they ask me, you know, should I be learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Do we always pass in that way? I say, well, this way you know what shailas to ask. So that's, you know, that's why we're raising these issues, to know the different issues that come up.
Oh
yeah, in Chelek, I don't remember, but yeah, you know, it's in, I think Bayes. I'm pretty sure it's in Bayes. Yeah, he had some of it came up. No, not every. I'll basically tell you the ones that I, you know, thought were shayach, but you could look it up. Yeah, it's not long at all.
So books are mishum caption, like because of captions.
No, well, we'll see, but that would be one issue. Yes, if it's under, meaning if it's part of the picture, not a novel won't be, but like a kid's book will be. Yeah, a kid's book will have that issue.
The kid's book might. Sildar says that. This, look at this picture, this is that.
Yeah,
this is that.
Yeah, that's what's going on here.
When you have like a random picture of...
In a book? That's what it's doing. It's describing, yeah, it's describing the picture. Sure it is. That's what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Rishon Mazalman writes that reading names of Gedolim under Gedolim pictures should be usher. Because of this, because of captions. But since you really already know the names, it's mutter. But if you don't really know the name, then he would say it would be Aser. But Rav Asher Weiss, and Rav Asher Weiss says, they probably only Asered multiple lines. See, this is his Chiddush, that it's only multiple lines. But just looking at like a line, just to see the description, so that's not a problem. Okay, that's Rav Asher Weiss's Chiddush.
And that difference being that multiple lines, they get you thinking
more of
about...
I think it's more because it's like a description of a story. It's about a Sipur Dvarim. The point of it is that it's telling you the story of the picture. But if it's just one line...
Now, is the association specifically with the picture? Or I mean, how about a history book?
So we'll get to a history book momentarily, yeah. Yeah. So that piece in Shulchan Aruch is just about the captions.
There seems to be a relationship between the text and the photo.
Yes, yes.
That each of, and we see by the text that an isolation of a photo, if it's on a baruch, it's already is also an
yes,
issue.
Yes.
And a picture by itself?
It's going to be fine, because that's not a, it wouldn't be called a document, so I guess. You know, just looking at a picture would be fine, because, yeah, it won't be confused with Shtari Hedyotos, I believe. I didn't see
image,
just a picture.
Yeah. that, you know, I tend to avoid picking up, like, art books and books of photography on Shabbos because it gets my mind turning. I guess that might be specific to you know.
Well, we'll see. That might fall into the category of Chachma that we'll get to momentarily. You also can't look at catalogs. I forgot to mention Chachma. Yeah, we'll get into that, like science and different things like that. So you also can't look at catalogs. Forgot to mention that for the same reason of the business. Rav Shlomo Zalman brought in, I think, I will say this probably falls into, we'll do the next in a minute. In Yud, where is that? In the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah in Sif Tezvav, we just did Tezvav, right? Yeah. So the Ramah, it's in Tezayin. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch in Tezayin, so I think that's everything related to the captions. Yeah. So now the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch in Tezayin adds more that you're not allowed to read because of this gzera. Melitzos u'mashalim shel sichas chumen. Just general stories, you know, not Torah related. V'divrei cheshek. Cheshek is generally described as desire, but it really probably means novels. Kakon Sefer Emmanuel, Chen Sefer Melchamos. It's right, history books, stories of war. Asar likros ben b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read history books on Shabbos. Even during the week, you shouldn't really be reading it because it's a frivolous, those books that they would read. Probably depends on the book. But over Mishum al Tifno al Halilim, right? Those are pretty serious books that are leading you towards El Ilim. Lo Tifno al Midatchem. Uvidivri Cheshech Ikatsu Mishum Migra Yetzahara. These books could lead you to the Yetzahara. Mishachivr Mishatika Vainzar Glomer and Pisa Machtim as Arabim, the people that make them are horrible. Okay, but the Ramah adds, V'nir l'date, kada aser likros v'sichas chulim v'sipurim l'chamos, hainu davka imtsuvim b'lashon laz, a b'lashon akodesh shari. The Ramah has this tremendous chiddush based on a Tosfos, that if it's in Hebrew, it's going to be mutter. The only iser of gzeir mishum shtari hediotos is if it's not in Hebrew, but if it's in Lashon HaKodesh, it's going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, obviously, in Samach Dalid, says, Aval ha'aguda, v'hataz, v'habach, v'od harbe achronim, cholkim alze, v'osrin, v'chein hugam da'as agra. Says even though the Ramah is makel by Hebrew, we cannot be makel by Hebrew. Many were machmir. Rav Asher Weiss writes that it's pashut in Eretz Yisrael, since we speak Hebrew daily, that you know you shouldn't be makel by Hebrew. But again, this is another kula to be aware of in a situation of need, just like we are aware of this dvar mitzvah heter and this Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that maybe just looking at a menu momentarily will be mutter. So all of these things are just be important to be aware of. So this would be another one of knowing that the Ramah would be Mekel when it is in Lashon HaKodesh. There's more room to be Mekel. But in terms of that, what the Mechaber said, that Melitos and Meshalom, Shalsichas Chulin and the like are going to be Aser, so that's when you run into other issues of things that you're not allowed to read, and novels and the like. Rishon Mazalman brought in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says you're not allowed to read street signs, because the Mishnah Berurah in, I forgot to mention this, in Mem Tes, Mishnah Berurah in Mem Tes says the only time that it's going to be mutter was it's Chakika Bekotel, but even if it's high up, even Kasav Bekosal Gavoa Aser Mishum Shema Yikra. So even if it's high up on the wall, so it's going to be usher. So street signs, he says, should be usher. But he says the reason that it's going to be mutter is because Mishnah Berurah says a chakikas kosel, you won't be confused with a shtar. And he thinks that a sign up there, a street sign, you won't get confused with a shtar. He thinks that it's surah chakuf also, that's going to be mutter. Rav Nevinsal writes that anything, this is a bichidish by Rav Nevinsal, anything which is needed for immediate use is mutter. Because again, it's not similar to shtari hediotos. Shtari hediotos are to prepare for the future, to make a calculation, and this is for immediate use. So that's why he was matir reading nutritional information on a box of food as well. Okay, the Shabbos home, where Simcha Benim Cohen says that nutrition labels are going to be mutter. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to avoid eating unhealthy foods. Okay, it's orach mitzvah. The Orach Shabbos says he doesn't think it's included in the Isser Shtari Hediotos at all. It doesn't really explain why. But
menu, whatever, if you need that right now.
I don't know if you could apply it to the menu, because since there's a specific, because that's not just Mishum Shtari Hediotos, that's because of Shema Yimchok. Meaning you have to know when is something only Aser Mishum Shtari, Xer Mishum Shtari Hediotos, and when is something Aser because we're afraid you're going to erase it. This, you know, we're not afraid you're going to erase the nutrition information on a box. It's just so crazy that they realize that they need to be matir. Like, we would have never thought that reading a, you know, nutrition label on a box could be Aser, and you know, no, it should be included in the Xer Shtari Hediotos. So that's another issue that we end up saying is okay for a variety of reasons. Okay, then in Sif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Limo B'Shabbos Yom Tzulas B'Divrei Torah. So basically, you can't read anything except Torah on Shabbos. V'afila B'Sifrei Chachmos Aser, even of general knowledge, is going to be Aser. V'yesh Misha Matir, but some are Matir. V'al Pi Svaras, V'mutra Al-Habit, V'ad Shulav B'Shabbos, in a telescope on Shabbos. So it's a machlokes whether you're allowed to read Shar Chachmos, and we are makel to read Shar Chachmos. What is included in Shar Chachmos? So history is not included in Shar Chachmos. We know that already from Tezayin, that history is not going to be included. What is included in Shar Chachmos? Generally assumed, Shar Chachmos includes science, math, medicine, geography, astronomy, architecture, and things like that. Just not history. Right. The general, we mentioned in a previous year about studying for a test, that you know, if you're going to study for a test, so don't say that you're using it just for the test, but that's how you'd be allowed to read a science book if you know there's actually something to it. Again, we also have the Rav Yashiv that we mentioned. I saw it in Dirshu, and then I saw it again in the Orcha Shabbos spring from Rav Yashiv from a different sefer that I couldn't find, that books in general not included in this Xera of Shtari Hediotos, which is a pretty big help. So again, Divrei Chachma, Shar Chachmos, we're going to be Mekelam. Mishnah Berurah does say in Samech Hei, V'chein Noagin L'Hakel, Chasav El Yerabba, the Yari Shemaim Roy Lahachmir Bazek, Yerama Baran Ostrim, that, you know, Yari Shemaim should try and be Machmir even on other secular studies of some sort.
But is Rabbi Deryl Wine possible?
So Jewish history would be different than regular history, most likely. Yeah, Jewish history, I think the poskim say, you know, falls more into the category of, I don't know whether it's not Tzarchei Mitzvah necessarily, but it's, you know, it, anything that relates to Limud Musar or Hashkafa and things is going to be Mutter.
Mishbrun Nunches.
Yeah.
Same with Hazay.
Yeah, there you go.
Because
in Musar V'Yira, yeah, had it underlined. Shkayach. So anything that is Divrei Musar V'Yira, so that's going to be Mutter. But this heter of Shar Chachmos, some use to allow you to read cookbooks on Shabbos. I was wondering why someone would read a cookbook on Shabbos. I asked my wife, and she said sometimes she just wants to think about, you know, more ideas of stuff that she could make. So she'll open up a cookbook on Shabbos. So are you allowed to? So Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa says Aser on top. But if you read the bottom, he quotes Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says that since it's not teaching you how to light a fire or how to put a pot on a fire or anything like that, it's just teaching you how to make food taste good. So then that's called a chachma. And the Shabbos Home says it's also a chachma. But again, he says, L'chadchila, Yari Shemaim is supposed to avoid Shar Chachmos also. The Mishnah Berurah says, so maybe you should. And the Orcha Shabbos doesn't understand why anyone would call it a Chachma. But I don't know how you define, you know, are we talking about studies? You know, like, I don't know how you define it's anything but history that's considered knowledge. Architecture is, but, you know, cooking wouldn't be. Photography, would that be, you know, study? It's hard to know exactly, but Shar Chachmos is going to be, will be Mekel on it, but the Mishnah Berurah says that Yari Shemaim should try to be Machmir. That's how that relates to cookbooks. Okay, so is there one more besides for the newspapers? Okay, we'll go to newspapers. So the Mishnah Berurah has one line at the end of Samech Gimel, where the Mishnah Berurah says, U'ingim Kriyas Tzaitungin, which is Itonim, newspapers, B'Shabbos, Avshe B'Tshuvas Shus Yaakov Bekel B'Zah. Harbe Achronim Osrim, Bimnei Sheyesh Behem Yediyam Inyanei Masa Umatan. So the Shavuos Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah, says that a newspaper would be mutter. Why is a newspaper mutter? It says, the Shavuos Yaakov, if you look inside, it's because you need to find out necessary news. So the Ber Moshe and others point out that it's not Shach nowadays. Ber Moshe says, we find out everything from the radio. So we find it out even better than the radio. But so who's really looking at a newspaper to find out news? Nobody looks at the newspaper. I don't know why people still get the newspaper if it's, you know, once you find out the news, maybe the analysis, but it's definitely not to find out the news, so you don't have the Shus Yaakov's heter anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't read it because it's going to include ads in it, Ninyanei Masa Umatan. So it's going to be, that's why it's going to be Usser. So really, the other parts are really okay. The only reason you shouldn't read it is because it may lead you to read the ads. So if it's something that doesn't have ads, that's why the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says you could read and just avoid the business parts and the like. There's another heter, which is a very big heter, that is not so, it's among in Avram brings it down. Many are familiar with the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to run and jump on Shabbos. People who are Misanig and running and jumping on Shabbos, so then they'd be allowed to do that. So the Shulchan Aruch over there says, V'chein liros komasha misanik bo. So too, looking at those things which you enjoy is going to be mutter mishum onek Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says it means you're allowed to run in order to see things that you enjoy. The Magen Avraham says no, it means that anything that's usher to look at on Shabbos, if it's enjoyable to you, you're allowed to look at it. So the Magen Avraham's heter for newspapers would be something that if you enjoy reading it, if you get onek Shabbos from it, it's going to be mutter. And this is brought by the Shelas Yavetz also. So is that if it's enjoyable for you, it's going to be mutter. The Sharat Sion in Shin Aleph Zion, which we don't have on the sheet, the Sharat Sion says everyone disagrees with the Magen Avraham. But it's still important to be aware of this heter of the Magen Avraham, that if it's something that's enjoyable for you, it's going to be mutter. So we really have two heterim when it comes to general news, which has no bearing on finances. You have the Shus Yaakov who says if you need to hear the news.
Not reading the financial.
Exactly, column, not the financial column, yes. So if it's because you need to find out the news, then it's going to be mutter. But we don't really have that heter. Then you have the Magen Avraham, the Shelas Yavetz, that if it's enjoyable to you, you get Onik Shabbos from sitting down and reading the paper of the general news, then it will be mutter. But the Shaar Tzion disagrees. Rav Simcha Benam Kohn in the Shabbos Home also disagrees with the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa and he rejects the Shus Yaakov and the Sheilas Yavetz. Rav Nebenzel says you should avoid reading newspapers on Shabbos because Shabbos is a holy day, and you shouldn't be osek in stuff that relates to a Yom Chol. The Tosa Shulchan, Rav Chaim Na'a, goes off on newspapers, all because he's not talking about Jewish newspapers. He's talking about the secular newspaper. He goes off on it and says how it's Leitzanus and Dibri Cheshek, and it's horrible, and you shouldn't be reading it anyway. Some people say that the Netziv used to read newspapers on Shabbos, but it's unclear if he actually did, because it's unclear if the source is so reliable. There are sources that say that the Netziv said that other people could read newspapers on Shabbos, but he didn't do it himself, so unclear exactly about that. So just to summarize in terms of newspapers. So business ads are for sure going to be usher. Real estate section would seem to for sure be usher, and that's why he pointed out that a lot of these newspapers in America, for sure, the 5,000 Jewish Times, Jewish Link, they have the real estate section in the back. And the Mishnah Berurah would say, don't read the whole newspaper because you might come to read the real estate section. But for sure, you can't read the real estate section. Apparently, Torah Tidbits also has a real estate section. So some people will say, look, you know, I'm never going to buy it. It's crazy. So, okay, maybe there's room to be lenient on that. And you could say, like, it's the Oneg Heter, I don't think it'll help. I think it only helps by the Gzeira, Yishrim Shtar Yediotis, not the Shtar Yediotis itself. But it's definitely room to be the kula there would be not so much to rely on. Business ads related to business would seem to be problematic also. My source, who I spoke to about Mishpacha magazine, said that, you know, I showed someone yesterday the different ads that were in last week's Mishpacha, and they said the Pesach programs and the different foods that they're advertising, this milk and that. He said it's because, you know, we're doing it so that people, if they're going to go on a Pesach program, they'll go on this, you know, Mahadran Pesach program and eating Mahadran food and thing like that. So that's what this Rav told me that his source said. But even if you want to be makel on that, there's an advertisement for an accountant. And like, so you want to say, oh, you know, use a frum accountant and not the photographer that, you know, advertises, it's not you. things like that. So, you know, to look at that, we want you to use a frum photographer, not a frum photographer, I don't know. But it's hard. Like, you really have to be careful when you're looking at Mishpacha.
That's an aspect of Kedusha.
I don't really.
Advertisers are from
here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what they're trying to say, that somehow it will be mutter to look at those ads because of that. It seems like a stretch to me. Another Rav that I spoke to yesterday told me, he tells his wife she can't read it, the magazine B'chlal on Shabbos because of that. But the ads for sure, you know, we should try. It would seem like we should try and avoid. Some people say it's own it for them, you know, because, like, I'm never going to buy that, never go on this Pesach program, and so it makes me laugh.
Shopping.
It makes me laugh that someone will go on a Pesach program. Yeah, it's like window shopping, but, okay. If there are stories about tragedies that could cause pain or ruin your own Shabbos, so that should be avoided also. Nevinsol says that's why you're not supposed to read those signs, you know, that say when someone was nifter, in that hangout here with the Nicham Avelim. You shouldn't read it unless you need to know when the Nicham Avelim is. That would be Tzorich Mitzvah, and it would be Mutter. Divrei Torah for sure going to be Mutter. The general news we just saw, you know, maybe you could rely on the Magen Avraham, that it's enjoyable for you, but better to avoid if possible. The stories that come up in Mishpacha, what they'll say is that, you know, all the different articles, and I assume me and all of them will tell you that the articles that they're putting in there are all fall into this category of Musar V'Yira, that it's in order to, you know, and the news, I guess they'll say it's to give you, you know, hashgafa on the news, that it's not Stam. If it's a Stam news article telling you what happened, so then it would fall into that category of, you know, Stam news, which is not so pasha. You know, you're relying on a heter of the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah rejected. But if it's, you know, to give you a hashgafa, a Torah of the news, so I guess that's what they're saying you rely on. I didn't get to find out who exactly, you know, the members of the rabbinic board of Mishpacha or Ami are, so, you know, I couldn't ask them. But my source that I spoke to, you know, seem to say,
I'm sure, you know, like,
yep.
They have managed, like, real estate ads.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
We'll ask him. This is book. What he has here, he has a great quote from that I want to read. From Rav Nissen Karelitz. I saw this years ago, and I remember it's very schmack. He says, so he's talking about the different things that are allowed and not allowed. And then he talks about the newspaper. He says, Smachlo, kiss about the newspaper. And then he says, from Rav Nissen Karelitz, it's a free translation of guidelines given by Rav Nissen Karelitz. While a Ben Torah and his family should avoid reading a newspaper on Shabbos altogether, We do not object to those who are lenient and read the permissible parts of the newspaper. This is especially true with regard to women, children, and those who do not engage in the study of Torah, who require a kosher alternative so that they will not come to engage in idle or forbidden talk or worse. We definitely should not object to their reading the permissible parts of the newspaper. And I asked, I showed this to Rav Schechter, and he's like, yeah, push it. Like, you know, if they're going to be doing something productive, so then do something productive. And if they're going to learn, but if you're not going to learn, so then better to read this than speak Lashon Hara or do something worse. And halavai that it should only apply to women and children, but I think it applies to, you know, the majority of people that, you know, not able to sit and learn all day on Shabbos. And, you know, so we try and spend time with our kids and try and, you know, spend time with our family and doing something as much as possible. But if you need a break, so then, you know, it would seem like if you're not able to be reading Divrei Musar and Divrei Yira, you need something to relax, so then, okay, a newspaper is better than something else that you could be doing. But you just have to be very careful. It would, again, you know, consult. I didn't ask Rav Eisenstein because I didn't want to have to quote him here. And I figured I would ask him after this year. But, you know, unclear on how really to handle the ads and stuff like that. You know, try and stick to the articles. But definitely a lot that comes up. So just to summarize the different topics that we touched, the iser of looking at the menu and the different interim involved in that and how that affects a kibudim list, the issue of captions and how that affects books, and keep in mind that Rabbi Yashiv Heter, that it doesn't apply to books at all, but how it would affect kids' books, or Sobolowski, and the writing on a paroches, and picture, names under pictures of gedolim, and street signs, and nutrition information on a box, the Heter of the Ramah that we try not to rely on, but important to be aware of, different sections of the newspaper, Divrei Chachma, all of those. So in the end, you know, we should try and be as careful as possible, but it's just important to know definitely what Heterim exists and what's completely usher.